God, for that is a guarantee we have to be in this world. We pray as we sit down and hear from you, may you encourage us, may you correct us, may you discipline us, may you encourage us, may you strengthen our hearts, O Lord, that we may change in our lives. For it is in Jesus' name we pray and believe. Amen. Amen. We have our seats. Praise God and good afternoon. God is good and all the time. And we say that is his nature because his nature is just to be good. Praise Jesus. Let's say this morning we are happy to have visitors, both from Hawa and both from Jailin Junior Academy. You are welcomed and we are grateful to have you. It's a very, very good visitation. Even though time is not on our side, but we are happy. At least we spent it on the right way. Praise Jesus. Today, we are saying it's Hawa Sunday, or Hawa School Sunday, or Hawa Children's Home Sunday, depending on how you call it. And it's about awareness, about giving to the least, and the least, the children, and caring for them, visiting them, and indeed minding all that they need. And I like what Angela, Ms. Murray said, that there is another ministry that is very important. Yeah, the least are not just the children, but those who are not able to do what they're supposed to do at that time. When you're in hospital, you need sometimes even to breathe. It's not possible. You need to eat. Sometimes it's not possible. So visiting them and caring for them is also a noble task to do. Thank you very much, Bible readers. And they have taken us through the readings very well. And our theme is coming from verse 40 of Matthew chapter 25. And Jesus was giving his disciple a story. Not just a story. This is not just a parable like any other, because it was a parable or a story to demonstrate what will indeed happen, the exact thing that will indeed happen during the last day or when he will come back. And he was telling them that at that time, him being the King of Kings and him being the one who owns us, all of us, the one who gave us the mandate to do the right thing, that he will gather everyone before his throne. And when he'll gather everyone before his throne, he shall separate the sheep and the goats. The sheep on the right and the goats on the left-hand side. I don't know why the goats are the wicked one. And I love goat meat. And the sheep will be on the right-hand side. I don't like sheep meat. I love goat meat. But they'll be on this side. And those who will be on the right side will be the one that had done the right thing or had fulfilled the word of God or had obeyed the word of God. And of course, the other on the right, the left-hand side will be the goats. This one signify or symbolizing those that will not have done the right thing. Not that they will have done the wrong things, but they failed to do what they were supposed to do. Praise the name of Jesus. Not that they committed something sinful, but they omitted to do something that was helpful. Praise the name of Jesus. And you can imagine missing heaven just because you did not visit someone in the hospital. Can you imagine? Yeah, that is in the word of God. You can imagine missing heaven just because you don't visit someone in prison. And I want us to look at some of the things that indeed Jesus highlighted as very core to humanity. And these things are very basic. Food, clothing, visiting, all those things are basic. And nobody can say that I cannot afford this one. Number one is that we are supposed to clothe each other. Praise Jesus. We're supposed to clothe each other. And when we are told to clothe each other, it's not just the garments, not just the buying someone a suit or just buying someone a skirt or a dress or a trouser or a shirt. It goes beyond that one. It is covering these people, covering their needs, both physically, both spiritually, both emotionally. Praise the name of Jesus. That we are called as Christians to cover each other. We are called as Christians to care for each other. That through love, we cover each other. Through caring, we cover each other. And through kindness and all the acts of hospitality, we cover each other. Because some of us cannot afford these things. Some of us need a lot of love, praise the name of Jesus, and we need to cover them with love. Some of us need a lot of care, and we need to cover them with a lot of care. Some of us need a lot of hospitality. They are in need, both physically and spiritually, and we are called this morning to cover them. And each and every one of us here has the ability, and God has given you a chance to do that. Praise Jesus. That, you know, sometimes When we find someone is not covered, instead of covering them, we uncover them. Whatever had remained, praise Jesus. But we are called not to uncover people. You know, as a Christian, if I find my friend here, Sam, he has an issue. He needs covering with love. He needs covering with prayer. He needs covering with kindness. Sometimes as Christian, I will uncover him, go to El Sam and tell him, hey, you know what? That guy, hawezi toboa. He just left the service the other day. He thought he's the most born again person, but just look at him. Just look at him. Ataona venye dunitampeleka. That is uncovering our brothers and sisters. Praise the name of Jesus. That is uncovering the people that we need to care for the most. Praise Jesus. And we are called. When you speak against, when you speak ill of each other, that is uncovering those that you have been called to cover. Praise Jesus. When we slander, when we don't care, when we don't visit them, instead of covering them, we are exposing them. And what will the devil do when we expose them? He will terrorize them. He'll do his business of killing, stealing, killing, and destroying. Praise Jesus. But you and I have been called to cover them. Let's cover them with materials. Let's visit people in hospital. Let's visit them in prison. Let's feed them. But beyond that one, we also need to cover them with prayers. We also need to cover them with love. We need to cover people with the acts of kindness and hospitality. Praise Jesus. The other thing that we are told to do is that we need to visit those who are in prison and those who are in hospital. Praise Jesus. You know those who are in prison, the physical prisons that we are talking about, the committee and all the places, they are there for rehabilitation. And I love those who have the calling. You know, they feel they need to go there. Yeah, they feel they need to go there. Some people have never stepped prison. I don't know, because of fear of not getting out. It's not easy to get out, actually. You may remain there even if you have not committed any crime. Yeah? Some simple things. Your ID misses and you will remain there. And also getting in is not that simple. Praise Jesus. But we have been called to go and visit them. We have been called to care for those who are imprisoned. And here I want us this afternoon to look at those who have been imprisoned in their own habits. Praise Jesus. Some people have been imprisoned in their own characters, that their habits have imprisoned them. The bad things that they are trying to live, they have imprisoned them. And as Christians, we need to help these guys. We need to visit them through prayers. We need to visit them through encouragement. We need to visit them through all the acts of good deeds upon them, so that they are able to be in prison and to be set free. For because when we bring Christ to them, he sets them free, and they are free indeed. Praise Jesus. That's the calling we have been called to do. That's the calling each and every one of us. Those who are in hospital, the hospital of this world, those who are in Nairobi Hospital, Aga Khan, and all over, we need to visit them. But beyond those one, that one, there are those who are sick spiritually. Someone is doing all manner of bad things, and yet they claim they are born again. What are you supposed to do as Christians? We need to visit this one. Praise Jesus. Because they are sick and sometimes they do not know. They are in prison and sometimes they do not know. You find a brother or a sister and you really see this person is imprisoned. You find this person is their own cage. They cannot get out. But through prayers, remember what happened when Peter was in prison. Through prayers, they were praying. And then what happened to the prison? The doors were open. Praise Jesus. Let's not tire. Let's not fade our strength as we remember each and every one of us. And welcoming these people, praise Jesus. I love those who love those who are sinners. We need to hate sin and love sinners, because God loves us. Praise Jesus. While we are yet sinners, he did what? He died for us. He didn't wait for us to change. He visited the prison that we were in. Praise Jesus. We were all in prison. We are all in slavery of sin. We are all in slavery of our own bad habits. Even though you are not stealing, you are not doing all those manner of things, the fact that you are not in Christ, we are all imprisoned. Praise Jesus. But in Christ, because he's so good, he came for us. Praise Jesus. And something else that we need to note, when they were told that when I was sick, you visited me, when I was hungry, you fed me, when I was thirsty, you gave me a drink. When I was in prison, you visited me. Look at their response. They are asking, when did we ever visit you? We never saw you. At what time did we see you? But they are wondering, You know, they will wonder, they will ask, when did we ever feed you? Because according to them, they were not feeding to keep a record. Praise Jesus. For them, it was natural. Even as we are doing these things, we are not visiting Hawa so that we can put it on our diary. On 10th of February 2010, I visited Hawa and donated 10,000. And therefore, God, remember me. Praise Jesus. It's not about that. It should be natural. It should be coming out of us. And that's why these Russians, they are not even recognizing that they did good deeds. Because for them, it was a way of life. Praise Jesus. That doing those good things is a way of life. It's the life they live in. They live. The updates, what I stand for, I say that I don't serve God. You know, serving God is not what I do, but the life I live. Praise Jesus. Because what you do and how you live, they could be two different things. But this good act of visiting the sick, this good act of visiting those who are in hospital, this good act of feeding should be very, very natural out of us, but not something that you are trying to do. And each and every one of us here, we can ask God to help us. We can ask God to equip us as he equipped his servants to do all these manner of good things. Praise Jesus. And for us to be able to reach them, for us to be able to reach the least, one thing is that we must be least. We cannot reach them if we are not least. We cannot reach them if we are not able to go down to their level. Praise Jesus. There's no way you can go to Hawa and entertain and be entertained and feel good, or go to Jailin and feel good if you're not going to behave like them. You're not going to go to their level. Praise Jesus. I know even their teachers, sometimes they can do some things here and you wonder, aye, what is happening? Because they have to go to their level. They have to go to their point. For us to reach the least, we also have to be the least. Our character has to be fashioned like that one of Christ, who humbled himself, went down just for us. Praise Jesus. That our own thinking, we also need to fashion it in a way that it will reconcile to that of Christ, who, even though he never sinned, he died for us and took all our sins. Praise Jesus. That is not simple to go and visit people in hospital. It takes humility. It takes humility to go and visit someone in prison. It takes humility to go and visit these little ones. It takes humility even to feed those who are hungry. But for us to do that, we must be able to go to that level. And we can ask God to give her the strength, to give her the grace to reach those ones. Even those ones we feel that they are unlovable. I don't know which category is that. I hear they are unlovable. But God loved us, all of us. And if you have unlovable in your life, ask God to help you to love them. Praise Jesus. That you'll be able to visit them when they be sick. You'll be able to visit them and to feed them when they be hungry. When they be thirsty of the needs, you'll be able to visit them. Because the world has made many people thirsty of many things. The world has made many people be hungry of many things. Praise Jesus. And until the church rise and give them the right food, and give them the right food, they remain hungry. And at the end, we'll be asked, I was hungry of these things, you never fed me. I was thirsty, you never gave me something to drink. I was in prison. I used to come to church. I used to sit at that corner with all desperation, with all depression, with all manner of stress. But I was in my own prison. You never visited me. You and I, what are we doing? You and I have a chance. You and I have the ability to visit each and everyone who is imprisoned, to feed each and everyone who is hungry, and to care for each and everyone who is hospitalized, both physically, mentally, spiritually, and in their own world. In the name of God the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.